The opinions expressed here are those of the individual participants. Curry Coast Community Radio takes no position on issues discussed in this program. The information provided is not intended to substitute for professional medical advice. Always seek the advice of your personal physician or other qualified healthcare professional before changing your healthcare treatment, diet, or lifestyle.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are in the world, whatever time of day it is. I am your hostess, Misty Young, from the Ocean Mist Power Hour. We are coming to you from KCIW 100.7 FM on your radio dial. This is a low-power radio station broadcasting out of Brookings Harbor, Oregon. I love to call this the gateway of the Great Pacific Northwest. This is the place where it is about as far west as you can get in the continental U.S. It is not the furthest, but it's close. This is the home of daffodils in December, flowers all year round, and truly the nicest people you will ever meet. And I promise you will find that out today because I have a special guest in the studio, a co-host, in fact, and I can't wait to introduce her to you. This place is where the mountains and the redwoods meet the sea. I like to say that Harbor, which is the little town next door to Brookings, Harbor and Brookings is home to me. Thank you, before we get started, to all of the amazing talented folks behind the scenes here at KCIW, our sound engineering and production crew, all of the folks on the board of directors, all the volunteers that come out into the community and help us make Curry Coast Community Radio what it is, a radio station by the people, for the people, with information about the people. Whether it's veterans, kids, dogs, or health that you're looking for, or just some good old-fashioned music, you're going to find it right here on KCIW. So thank you so much if you're joining us here on the Ocean Mist Power Hour today. You know I often talk about health, I talk about nutrition, and you know I am a nutrition nerd. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I'm just a geek, a nutrition nerd who holds a certificate, a nutritional therapist certificate from the Health Sciences Academy, and a plant-based nutrition certificate from the E. Cornell T. Colin Campbell Center for Nutrition Studies. Why does that matter? Because I think nutrition really matters. I think when it comes down to it, and we're talking about our life, our vitality, our human energy, our ability to do what we want with our lives, we have to give ourselves the benefit of the doubt, and we have to give ourselves the benefit of everything we can to be healthy, to reach our goals. For me, one of my goals, I want to be energetic. I want to play with my grandkids. I want to do radio. I want to learn stuff. How can I do that if I'm living in brain fog, or if I'm limping, or if I'm stiff, or if I'm so overweight I can't even go down to tie my shoes? I am going to make a big admission. And I hate to talk about this, but I'm going to talk about it because it's hard, and I'm going to tell you something right here. I'm in the Coast Guard. You know that. I serve in the Coast Guard Auxiliary. And I recently had my uniform on. I was getting ready to do an event where I needed my dress uniform, and I bent over to tie my little beautiful patent leather dress shoes, and my belly got in the way. And it was uncomfortable to the point where I had to undo my belt, undo my zipper, undo the button, and get down there to tie my shoes. That was not only embarrassing, it was uncomfortable, and it was an indicator of things I was doing wrong in my life, things I was putting into my mouth that don't agree with, that are not concurrent with, are not in concordance with what I want. So what I say I want in my life and what I was actually doing were not congruent, and it was showing up around the middle of my body. Why is that important? Because we're all humans. And what I learned in fifth grade, there was a poster in the room that I attended in fifth grade. And there was this beautiful star on the poster, and it said, "We are all more alike than we are different." And the poster next to it said, "You are unique in all the world." Now, do the math on that one, right? You are unique in all the world. Boom, unique in all the world. And we're all more alike than we are different. How awesome is that? It's pretty amazing. Now, I know I like to talk about self-care. I like to open up each episode lately with a little bit on self-care. Today, I'm going to bring you something from some folks on Instagram that I follow, Kay and Shy. Kay and Shy said, "Have you checked in with your spirit lately? A little soul one-on-one time can reveal some things, like how fulfilled you are and where you feel drawn." We're in this reflection space time, and it's a great time to ask ourselves things like, am I making gratitude a habit? Oh man, these are big. These questions are big. And I love this one. Am I making gratitude a habit? I want to just like take each one of these bullets and talk about them for the next hour, but really I just want to touch on these briefly, and I want to invite you. If you're on Instagram, go find Kay and Shy, K-A-Y and A-N-D, Shy, S-H-I. Go follow these ladies. They're pretty amazing. They have this whole mentorship quest thing, and I really enjoy their content. Their next question, am I making gratitude a habit? We all have habits. Can we live our life by default or design? The best way is by design. So if you make gratitude a habit, you get all the great benefits that come from being gracious. Gratitude equals graciousness. The next question, what people in my life light me up and that I enjoy lighting up too? Do we have people like that? I do. I have one of those people in the studio today, freaking lighted up, on fire. Can't wait to introduce you. Next question, do I make time for regular spiritual practice? How about this one? Is there something I need to let go of? There's a real art to letting things go. Not just an art, but there's an art and science. And it may seem like, oh, well, you know, I could just let it go. There's a real intentional and process to letting things go. There's an intentional effort that you can make when it's time to let things go and you have to do it. You gotta do it with intention and with diligence. How about this one? Can I be more present? Talk about living life by default or design. Default, oh, I'm here. Are you here or are you present? Big difference. The ladies say the old soul check-in strategy may not be new, but it is definitely powerful and can have profound effects. If you need some ideas on how to connect with your soul, here are some of the most common. So we're going to take just six little things to look at. Number one, meditation. You're so woke, you can pretend to be asleep. I love that. Exercise, work your body, quiet your mind. Nature, in the presence of God's soul, we see our own soul more easily reflected. How about relax, massage, or bath, sauna, or hot tea can do wonders. The commonality in all of these strategies is intention. Intending to spend more time with and connect to yourself. Kay and Shai said, we would argue that playing on your phone does not count, but hey, you might find great peace there, so to each their own. And finally, however you fill up your cup, find time to do it. Wow. You know, I find such joy in learning things about graciousness and gratitude and meditation and really about this idea of intention. I live this concept of the choices we get to make in life. And I'm not putting this on you. I'm putting it on me. And I'm saying the choices I make in my life, if they're not congruent with what I think or what I see, then it gives me an opportunity to go back and reflect on, am I living my life by default or design? Am I here or am I present? So I would ask you, sit back, relax, join us for the next 50 or so minutes, 45 minutes or so, and let's be present while we talk about 6 weeks to a new life. Oh my goodness, 6 weeks. My guest in the studio today is Sherry Carybaum. Now, Sherry is going to tell us a little bit about her own self, but I'm going to tell you she is an amazing nutritionist. She's a nurse. She's a woman who lives her life by design, not default. She's very intentional. And when she talks to you, what you see show up in her, the kind of light that comes from her is very indicative. I want to say indicative. So there we go. I said it. It's indicative of her congruence in her beliefs and in her actions. When we can bring congruency to our beliefs and our actions, boom, something magical happens in life. I'm going to do my best not to rant today. I'm going to do my best to be upbeat and positive and not go into rant mode, although it could happen. In the meantime, let me ask Sherry Carybaum, please introduce yourself. Thank you so much for being in the studio. The microphone is all yours.
Thank you for having me. I absolutely love it here. My history is that I've been in the healthcare field for 35 years, and I've worked mainly with women throughout, and then have studied nutrition for probably the last 12 years, whole food plant-based.
Nice.
For the last 4 years. So it really, truly is my passion. I've been a nurse practitioner, a nurse midwife, and throughout that career, I've noticed that we're really just giving people Band-Aids. We're not actually helping to cure people. We're just continuing their illnesses. They're not getting better, they're stabilizing.
Mm.
And through my research with the whole food plant-based diet, I've realized we can actually cure these diseases.
Yes.
We can reduce obesity, overweight. We can cure diabetes, truly cure type 2 diabetes.
Cure. You're not saying, oh, pretend or Band-Aid it. You're saying cure it.
Cure
like
it.
People no longer have to do finger pricks or checking their insulin. I mean, like they get their A1C, which is, correct me if I'm wrong, that's a marker of your insulin over the last 30, 60, 90 days,
right.
Something like that?
It's going to be 90 days, so
90
approximately
days.
3 months. It's telling us whether or not our blood sugars are stable over that period.
Got it.
Now, some people can actually completely stop their insulin as well as their oral medications through the whole food plant-based diet. Some people might still have to use insulin. It depends on the criticalness of the disease. So when you stay on the diet, though, you get off it.
Love it.
I have to tell you, though, if you stop the whole food plant-based diet, go back to the standard American diet,
yep,
it will come back. It's almost like diabetes is peeking behind the corner.
I have so many people over the years that I've really been geeking out on nutrition who say things like, well, it's in my genes, and it's in my genes. I can't help it. But truly, correct me if I'm wrong on this, or maybe you could talk about this. Everyone has diabetes,
exactly,
genes, right? Everyone has the genes.
Some people have a more prominent. Because they have parents, they have grandparents that have had the
likelihood.
Disease. So they can turn that gene on and off. So there's certain genes that are dominant. What color are your eyes? Your eyes are blue.
Yes.
That's, bam, that's going to happen.
Pure genetics.
You're going to have blue eyes,
right,
no matter what.
Right, like if I eat carrots or blueberries, it's not going to change my eye color.
It is absolutely not.
Okay.
But we can turn on and off the other genes, like cancer, like diabetes, by what we eat and by what we're doing to our body. So what great control. I mean, you can control your disease processes through your mouth. And it's not just diabetes, it's heart disease.
Yes.
Alzheimer's, the research coming out about Alzheimer's. I had a grandmother that was my role model, adored her, wanted to be like her. She did live to 100.
But wow.
Pretty impressive. But that last year, she was not my grandmother.
Yeah.
You know, and it broke my heart because she really, truly was somebody that I adored. And the memory of my grandmother is of that last year.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you can't hide from that. You can't take that away. So I think that's part also of why I'm so determined for health. And I've lost a husband to heart disease. My dad died from heart disease at very early ages.
I'm sorry.
Well, I'm not any different than anybody else that's walking on this earth.
Yes.
I mean, look around, look at your family, look at your friends. Who are affected by diabetes? Who's affected by heart disease and cancer?
Right.
It's everywhere. What, 1 out of 3? I mean, so I'm no different than anybody else that is touched by tragedy because of health.
So we're going to talk about 6 weeks to a new lifestyle.
Right.
And one of the things that I think is so fascinating about what you just said, you talked about being able to cure diabetes, cure disease through a lifestyle approach. And what I always find is interesting when we talk about this genetic thing, some people are genetically more disposed
Absolutely.
For those diseases, right? Like
they are.
Both your parents have diabetes,
okay.
You have a higher risk or likelihood, right?
You have a higher risk. Now, is it actually in the DNA? I don't always know. I mean, we're blaming obesity. Well, my mom and my dad were fat, so now I am too.
Right.
And it's just in our family.
Right.
Well, is it the DNA that you're overweight?
Or the lifestyle?
Or is it what you were taught to eat? Do you eat meat and dairy? What? And when I say meat, I'm talking chicken, pork, the whole gamut.
Ham, bacon, sausage, chicken, turkey, shrimp, crab.
It doesn't matter if it's pork or if it's beef.
Right.
It still has saturated fat.
Right.
And it has no fiber. So is it because your family tradition is to have animal products 6 times a day?
Right.
And, you know, people look at me like, 6 times a day? What are you talking about?
Right.
Well, let's talk about your latte. That's 8 ounces of milk typically.
Right.
Or more.
Right.
For breakfast, did you have milk on your cereal? Did you have eggs and bacon?
Did you have a sausage McMuffin?
Right.
Right.
And
so there's two.
There's two.
Right.
What did you have for snack? I mean, we all know we got, if our blood sugar drops, we got to have what? A cheese stick?
A little snack. Yeah. A
yogurt,
cheese stick. A pepperoni stick. Okay. So there's three.
Yeah.
Right.
And then
a Slim
we're looking
Jim.
At lunch.
Right.
What do we have?
Oh, chicken tacos. There's 4.
Chicken tacos.
Sure.
And then what's on the side? Right.
Oh, right.
I mean,
cheese.
And chicken tacos, there's not just chicken stuffed in that little tortilla. And is the tortilla corn, where it's just lime and corn, or is it
made with
flour
lard.
And you got a boatload of lard in there?
Oh my gosh, right?
And then
so
we
that's
might
possibly
need,
number right. five. The
and then
lard.
We might need another snack, maybe nachos,
maybe
whatever. And then dinner, what's the main course? Well, it's got to be a chunk of meat.
Got to be a chunk of meat, followed up by ice cream.
Oh,
I mean, that's
yeah.
potentially, I just literally counted out 8 servings. That's a
standard American diet. It would be fascinating to get a group of people to actually write down what they eat and then highlight the animal products.
Right.
So that they can just see it. And I have to tell you, I don't know anybody who eats cheese that has 1 serving.
Well, right? Cheese is addictive. And well, it's so crazy. People say, oh, I'm addicted to cheese. They really, they are. Truly, literally
they really
are.
Do. It,
and why
dopamine.
Is that? You want to talk about the casomorphin? I want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it,
what
it
is it?
Basically is like, it's dopamine.
It's
like
a dopamine
morphine.
Hit.
It's a drug.
A hit.
It makes you happy in your brain, just
right.
like any other addictive drug.
Yes.
But remember, a serving of cheese is how many cubes, right? It's like two dice cubes, whatever, you know,
two
like
cubes
the size
of dice.
Of dice.
Like the size of a regular dice.
Isn't that what a serving is? Maybe three?
Yeah,
I can't
but who
remember.
Does that? You go
Absolutely
to the cheese bar
nobody.
At, you know, whatever, and you take right. a little plate. Right. And especially if you go to those things like receptions or open houses or what's those things, a mixer, you know, you go to those events and in your mind you're like, oh, and it's free. I'm at
oh,
the event
my Lord.
And it's free. So you load up on the cheese and oh, there's those chicken wings and they're the super spicy kind that you love the most. And oh, to be good, you might have a couple bites of cauliflower dipped in ranch.
Right.
So I mean, part of what I'm trying to get to here is, yeah, there's a genetic component. Absolutely, there's a genetic component. Your lifestyle pulls the trigger. So if
Perfect.
You have diabetes components in your family, if there's a genetic opportunity for you because mom had diabetes, dad had diabetes, grandma and grandpa both had diabetes, or all four of them had diabetes, it doesn't mean you have to have it too. It means you have to be more diligent than everybody else because you have a higher disposition to have diabetes. Do you want to stick your finger multiple times per day? Do you want to be injecting yourself with insulin? Do you want to have to manage that process, a dis-ease process? Or do you want to manage health? It comes back to this idea, doesn't it, of life, intentional life, congruency between our actions and our beliefs, and design or default. So
Absolutely.
You can default into diabetes,
oh,
or
yeah.
you can design a lifestyle of health and wellness.
Right. And when we're looking at a population in the States of 1 out of 3 is obese, guess what?
Wow.
We're choosing that over. Now,
we're picking it.
But we're kind of not,
yeah.
because I have to tell you, our government, and I'm not one of those...
Conspiracy theorists.
Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah.
I really am not. But we're taught from a very young age, our parents were taught, our grandparents were taught that we had to have animal products to be healthy.
Yes.
And the whole system is feeding money into the animal product industry,
right.
not the plant industry.
Animal agriculture is huge. The subsidies. I mean, this is the part that always drives me nuts, right? You and I and everybody in the room are our radio folks that are producers, our sound engineers, all the people that help with KCIW, all the people in our town, our community, our state, our nation, we are taxpayers.
We're paying for bad
health. Our tax dollars pay for the bad health. We subsidize it. We pay the industry to produce these products, then we pay the industry to market. Like literally, there is a subsidy for the farmers, for the agriculture business.
Absolutely.
Then there's a subsidy, I forget what it's called off the top of my head, it's a marketing subsidy.
It's a marketing subsidy.
Helps them market that information. And then, so now it's artificially cheap, right? So you can go to a fast food giant with a big yellow M out front. I'm trying really hard not to name names. So you can go to a fast food giant and you can get some kind of a cheese burger for like less than $1, but try to buy a fresh fruit cup, that's going to cost you a few dollars.
Exactly.
Right?
And it's just unjust, and we're paying for it, and we're buying into it.
Yes.
And one of the hardest
and
things...
And it's not our fault.
The
system is geared to take us down this path.
It's just like the cigarette industry. Remember when they were being accused of cigarettes cause cancer? They're like, no, your doctor even smokes.
Right.
So if we can get people to be confused...
Right.
Then people won't change.
Right. Confused
so
people do nothing.
Let's just confuse the population. What? A couple years back, wasn't on time going, oh, butter's fine.
Yes, butter
saturated
is back.
Saturated fat. Yeah, butter is bad.
Oh, my gosh.
Or eggs. You know, eggs are not the villain. Stop saying eggs are the villain. So really, we're confusing people to such a degree that they're not making changes. They're throwing up their hands and they're going, well,
I don't know what to do.
It worked for my grandmother, whatever.
Right.
But you have to remember, the way we're eating now and the way we're feeding our children now is not what was happening before 1960.
Yeah.
70.
Right.
Right. Now,
well, food is ubiquitous now. And that's the thing that blows me away. It doesn't matter where you go. It's everywhere.
And it's processed food. I mean, you can get processed food for dinner to feed your kids if you're overwhelmed now. I mean,
and who isn't overwhelmed? Everyone's
absolutely
overwhelmed.
Unfortunately, you're increasing cost, you're increasing health, and you're increasing childhood misbehavior.
Right, and you're decreasing quality of life.
Children can't concentrate. They're not doing as well at school because they're getting fed crap.
Right.
So I think when we go back to the six-step thing of changing your belief,
yes.
The first one is change your belief.
Yes.
So hear what we're saying and understand that we're really not crazy people trying to take your meat away from you.
Yes.
What we're doing is we're giving you scientific evidence that we know you can lose weight, maintain that weight without counting calories, right? I mean, I count calories only to demonstrate to people who are listening to me that you can eat as much as you want and the calories are like minuscule. I mean, you're right. Not going to gain weight.
Right. So the calories on a whole food plant-based diet are kind of, I don't want to say they're irrelevant because they're not. Are they irrelevant in some ways? If you're eating whole food plant-based, like I'm going to tell you guys what happened to me because Sherry, is it okay with you if I tell the story?
Of course.
Is it okay?
Oh yeah, I'm
open.
You
know, we were visiting recently and I hate to say it, but I don't hate to say it. I'm going to tell you, Sherry and I talk about whole food plant-based living all the time.
We do.
We do. Once in a while, we might talk about our kids or our husbands, but pretty much we're talking about food. We're talking about nutrition.
Recipes.
Recipes. We geek out on this stuff all the time. And so I recently was sitting on my couch and we were talking and I made some comment again about some kind of processed food, you know, and I said something to the effect of, well, you know, I can't help it. I mean, Gary really loves those burgers and those sausages. And, you know, I have to prepare those things.
We're talking vegan sausages.
We're talking vegan
burgers.
Plant-based.
You know, vegan cheese.
Yep, you bet. Vegan cheese. I call all those products upgrades, right? So I say, he loves those upgrade sausages. Totally vegan, totally plant-based. He loves those upgrade vegan burgers. He loves the upgraded cheeses. So, you know, I mean, I have to make those things for him. And so, I mean, and I kind of grabbed at my belly, which is a double stack belly, right? Oh, it just makes me so mad that it's a double stack belly. It doesn't need to be that way. And it's changing. And I said something about, so, you know, that's just how it is. And Sherry, like, literally reached across the couch and put her hand on my knee. And she said, can I say something? Yeah. Can you tell me before I say this that our friendship is not going to go on the line? Or can you just tell me you're not going to give a reaction? Or can you do that? I'm like, oh, God, what's coming? Yes. And she said, you got to stop blaming Gary for your food. You have to stop blaming Gary for what you put in your mouth. And I was like, crestfallen. I was blown away. It was a moment like literally, you guys, I have studied whole food plant-based nutrition for years. I've got all these certificates in the whole thing, but I didn't get it. I didn't get it until she said that. And then all of a sudden it was like, whoop, and I got it right then and there in the moment. I totally got it. And I shifted. It was like one of those things, like I shifted in the moment. So here I had been struggling. And you guys, you've been with me on this journey. If you've been listening on the Ocean Mist Power Hour on KCIW 100.7 FM, if you've listened for any amount of time, you've heard me say the struggle is real and it's difficult and give me the chips and all those things, right? Not so much anymore.
Mm-mm.
No, because Sherry introduced me to how to do whole food plant-based. That was the key for me, was how to do it. So now I've totally made this shift in my life. And just the other day, Gary said something outrageous. He was going to the grocery store. He was going to be the guy because I've got this big project. I'm working lots of hours and studying and doing stuff right now. He goes, I'm on my way to the grocery store, baby. And I said, okay, great. And he goes, the usual fruits and vegetables. And I said, yeah. And, you know, that's broccoli, oranges, apples, cauliflower, you know, the usual stuff. And everybody here knows that I'm a fan of iceberg lettuce. So they sell organic iceberg lettuce at my market. I'm very happy about that. So he gets all those things. But as he's walking out the door, he said, I'm not going to buy any of those processed foods. I'm not getting any upgraded meat or cheese today. And I was like, what? And he goes, yeah, you've been really making great food lately. And I'm into it. I don't want the upgrade. I mean, I don't want the upgrade stuff anymore. Yep. And he was like, I think I'll use up what's in the house and I don't cook it for him anymore. So there's still some of those upgrade products in the fridge or in the freezer, but I haven't been preparing them. And he prepares them, but he gripes about it. He doesn't gripe about the preparing. He doesn't mind that. He doesn't like how he feels.
And the taste.
The
taste for high fat, high salt.
Yes.
It's unpleasant, but it takes a little bit of time to lose that taste. The other thing I want to say really fast is going back to marketing.
Yes.
I get so frustrated because the companies are like, okay, we're going to say Beyond Burgers and all those other burgers.
Fine.
They're calling them plant-based. Plant-based is not whole food plant-based. space.
Right.
There's still processed food.
Yep.
Second ingredient is coconut oil.
Yep. That's a lot of saturated fat, right?
If you're doing this for your health, you want to reduce your weight, you want to reduce your cardiovascular impact, you want to reduce your diabetes, you got to go for whole food plant-based. So really, one of the most important things is actually reading the label.
Yes. Because
if you look at something, you go, oh, well, that's really nice. Pea protein. That's just peas.
Yeah, oh, it's
but
peas,
they,
right.
But they process those peas. So all right. you're getting is the protein. You're not getting all the vitamin C, magnesium, all those wonderful green things. You're just getting the protein. And then the second ingredient, coconut oil.
Right.
So that's a processed food.
Right. It's not a whole food.
It's not a whole food plant-based food. And, you know, if you're doing it once a month or, you know, one sausage to spice up soup.
Sure.
You know, I'm okay with that as long as you understand that it's going to reduce the benefit. Because if you really believe that we can cure your own body and you need a cure right now, I mean, I'm not even going to talk about mortgaging your future.
Oh, my
right?
gosh.
Because we are
yes.
mortgaging our future.
Yes.
Every time we eat crap food,
right.
we're mortgaging our future.
Right.
So I'm not even talking about that. But if you're trying to cure some active disease right now, stick with the whole food plant-based. And don't get tricked by plant-based food.
I so appreciate hearing that. And it's awesome for you to say that your taste buds will change.
They change fast.
They totally change. They change really fast. I think within 10 days of you yeah. making that statement to me and me sort of like getting my world rocked on it, I made a personal change in that moment. Literally,
you did.
When you said
you
that,
did.
In that moment, I did. And I've begun to see really super fast, like my waistline's coming yep. down. The fat that hangs over my bra is going away. The back fat.
Yeah, I think that's
what
it's called.
Is going away. Well, men yeah. don't really know. If I say back fat, men are like, oh, what is that? It's the fat that hangs over your bra. Now you know. So the back fat's going away. My belly fat is going away. The fat on my body is going away. And my energy level has gone huge, way up. And in the meantime, Gary one day made some kind of upgrade burgers, some right. plant-based burgers. And he's like, this is a new version and I really want you to try it. It's so good. Give it a taste. I took a bite of it and it was disgusting.
Yeah.
And I was shocked at how grossed out I was on it because my taste buds have changed to really prefer. Like yesterday, I was craving an orange, not an orange Starburst, not a package of Skittles, an orange.
Isn't that nice? And
yes.
it tastes so sweet.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's almost like your taste buds are no longer coated with fat. So they
right.
can actually taste food. The
yes.
taste of broccoli when you aren't used to fat is it's
yes.
wonderful. It's amazing. Versus think about when you put on that big fat cheddar cheese sauce. How do you even taste it? How do
yeah.
you taste anything?
Right.
But I have to say my friend who came to visit, 2 days she came to visit us, she only ate my food. And she cut out, she's diabetic, she cut out her oral medicine and she cut down her insulin by about 6 units. And I just talked to her recently and she's cut her insulin in half.
So in 2 days.
Well, now it's been 4 weeks.
Right. But in 2 days. So in 2 days, let me see if I understand this. So she's diabetic means that she's having to do those finger prick things,
and
right, all the time.
And she takes insulin, which is a shot.
Right.
And she takes oral medication.
And the oral medication and the insulin is all dependent on, like, you stick your finger,
yep.
you put the little machine on, you figure out what the reading is, and then you do some kind of measurement that says your reading was X, your medication, you either take this amount of insulin or this amount of medication, right?
Well, and that's an incredibly good point. So typically, no. They do take their blood sugar and everything, but
right.
they're not as comfortable changing their medications. My girlfriend is because she's a nurse.
Okay, so she kind of knew.
She had
knew
the knowledge
to
enough to back off. But if you're going to follow the whole food plant-based diet, you have to make sure that you're in connection with your doctor because
oh, yeah,
your
absolutely.
Medications can change fast.
Yeah.
Your need for medication. Her husband was on high blood pressure medicine.
Yes.
He couldn't take it after, I think it was 2 weeks. His blood pressure was too low by following a whole food plant-based.
Wow.
So make sure you're in connection with your doctor so that when your medications change, you've got that support.
Right. I mean, the bottom line is, look, we're definitely nutrition geeks. We're nutrition nerds. Both myself and Sherry hold certificates from the E. Cornell T. Colin Campbell Center for Nutrition Studies. We're both graduates of that program. And Sherry is a nurse, but I think it's really important to come back to what you just said and underscore that
yep.
your health is critical, that it is managed by your healthcare professional. the person who knows your background, yep. who knows your history, who knows your numbers. And I can't tell you how important it is for you to know your numbers. Don't leave it exclusively in the hands of your healthcare provider. You need to know your numbers
too. You have to be proactive with medicine anymore. You absolutely have to be. I mean, doctors have 10 minutes typically for a visit with you. But just understand that your medication needs are going to change, and they're going to change fast.
So I want to come back to this. And I know we're talking about the 6 weeks to a new life. Yep. And I want to get right back to that in a second, but I want to come back to this question. So your friend came to your house and for 2 days ate nothing but whole food, plant-based.
Absolutely.
Immediately saw a difference. And when they left, they were like, wow, that was really great. We feel really good. And then they continued on a whole food, plant-based diet. Is that right?
They're my friends who actually live on a small boat. They live on a 32-foot boat. And she is making all her food whole food, plant-based. That's all they do.
Wow.
And So far she's cut her insulin in half.
Wow.
Her husband has gotten, and she and her husband have gotten off their high blood pressure medication.
Oh my gosh.
The funniest thing is she just sent me a little email yesterday and said, what the heck? My husband, who is 70, almost 70,
yes.
went to the dentist and his gums looked so good. They thought they had mixed their son's chart, because they were junior with his. Because his gums were so healthy.
Wow.
And I thought, well, I haven't even considered that one. I mean, so many other miracles. Your body can heal itself.
Oh, my goodness.
Think about that. Your body heals itself. So anyway, they were like, well, you have the gums of a 30-year-old.
Nice.
I was like,
super cool.
And last thing I'll talk about this couple. She was so excited about eating, because she has been putting herself on such a restricted diet, trying to control her blood sugars, that she is basically always hungry.
Wow.
And
but that's not true anymore on whole food, plant-based, right?
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was so excited. She came and I made her whole wheat toast, avocado, tomato, sprouts.
Yes.
And I gave her two. She goes, I can't possibly eat this. My blood sugars will go crazy. And I'm like, I don't know. This is what I eat every day.
Tell me again what you made for her.
It was whole wheat
toast.
Ezekiel toast.
Yes.
With avocado, tomatoes, sprouts.
Oh,
and I think I had radishes slices on
man.
Top.
Oh, yes.
A little salt and pepper.
Oh, I bet they were so beautiful. Did you take a picture of them?
I did not. I got to get better at that. And she ate two of them. And you know what? Her blood sugars were just fine. And she said, Sherry, that's the first time I've been full in so long.
Oh, my goodness.
Think about that.
Yeah.
You're hungry, but you can't find the food to nourish your body. When you eat a whole food, plant-based diet, you're never hungry.
I mean, I eat
like a football player, if you want the honest truth. I love volume food.
I love it. And you're so skinny. I mean, I hate to rat Sherry out. I don't hate to rat her out, because she's been my role model. And so this is crazy. You're so skinny. I mean, you're thin.
I eat a lot.
And you eat a lot. And you always tell me that. You're like, well, I can eat my husband under the table. Like,
I can.
You can put him under the table with food. So I've been trying. You know, I'm like, okay, if Sherry can eat a ton of food, I can too. And I have gotten so full. I don't even eat dinner anymore, which is weirding me out. I probably should figure that out. But I've started kind of just eating like several hours during the day. And I don't gorge, but I eat a lot. So like yesterday I had this broccoli, this macaroni and cheese that was made with this fabulous cashew sauce with cauliflower and nutritional yeast. It was so amazing. Totally whole food, plant-based. I had two burritos and I had an orange and a little bit of a handful of granola, but I was absolutely stuffed. There was no hunger in my body at all.
And you're losing weight.
And I'm losing weight and I feel freaking fantastic. My body keeps telling me, wow, what's going on here? What the fork? What the fork is happening on?
I know what's on your fork.
You know what's on my fork. That's right. I want to, first of all, thank you for being here on KCIW 100.7 FM. And Sherry, I want to thank you for being here, because you provide such valuable perspective.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. I mean, as a medical professional, you're able to say with a great deal of confidence and medical scientific background behind
you.
What we can do to be healthy. And I love how you've really demonstrated in your own life. If I could rat you out again.
Rat me out.
I'm ratting.
I'm
here
good.
We go. How much weight did you lose? When you've been vegan for a long time, but you, so vegan was kind of, in my opinion, the same way I used to be vegan, right? Like Fritos, they're vegan. Oreos, they're vegan. French fries are vegan.
Ooh, and I have pictures to prove it.
Ooh, I want to hear. How much weight did you lose? Tell your story.
Well, first I was standard American diet, went vegetarian, and then went vegan. And I didn't lose any weight. I didn't feel better. I was just as tired.
Yes.
And I started kind of looking into it and getting better at reading my labels. And I'm a healthcare professional.
Right.
I was counseling people how to eat and how to lose weight. Unfortunately, I was convinced, because that's what we're told in nursing school and nurse practitioner school, that it depends on how much you exercise.
Right.
So what goes in and goes out, right?
Right.
So whatever you eat, you got to work out
more.
Burn
off.
That is totally false. That is a myth. We have finally disproven that. You are exercising for your brain, for your heart, for your health, for your mood, for your sleep. You're not really exercising for your diet. If you think about it, you can do, I think I did like a 3 or 4 mile hike, and I looked at the calories I was supposed to burn. It was 325.
Right, come on.
Come on. So it's what you're putting in your mouth. And when
yes.
I finally realized that and I looked at my diet and started reading the labels, I realized I was a junk food vegan.
Yep, I've been there.
Just totally. Flat out junk food.
Yep.
And did my research and realized whole food plant-based. So I'm pushing 60 in a couple of months.
Yep.
And I lost 25 to 30 pounds.
Wow.
My husband's a bit older than I am. Might as well rat him out too. He's 9 years older, so he's 69.
Yes.
He lost, I think, 30 to 35. And we weren't huge. We were just overweight.
Yes.
And
American size, a little overweight.
And I had a lot of excuses.
Sure.
Had two children after the children
yes.
were born. Couldn't
yes.
really lose my baby fat.
Right.
And then I was perimenopause, which
yep.
is before you go through menopause. So that
yep.
was a really good excuse why I was overweight.
Yep.
And then I was menopause.
Right.
So I had a span of, about 30 years
right.
of excuses.
Yes.
Of why my clothes weren't fitting, why I was uncomfortable when I walked, why I tried to find that parking spot
why
right
you're
next
huffing
to the
and
front
puffing
door.
Going up the stairs.
Yep.
Yes.
And went Whole Food, and man, my husband, first of all, he's almost 70 and he doesn't take blood pressure medicine. His blood pressure is as low as mine.
Wow.
So the two of us have absolutely no medications. I mean,
nice.
Think about that.
How many people
Who
in
else?
Your category could say that? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
So that has all been through the whole food plant-based diet. And
love it.
I think everybody can do it. We just have to change our belief. We have to truly understand your health is in what you're putting in your mouth.
Yes.
Bottom line, once you understand that and you believe that, you're ready for change.
I so appreciate that you talk about building belief. You know, when we really look at our relationship and our belief with food, we have to look at the whole big picture, right? What's your history? What's the culture
right.
around us? And we have to be honest with ourselves that do we have to believe our culture says
right.
that we have to have an animal protein for it to be a complete meal? Why is that a myth?
Oh, well, because we don't need animal protein to have protein.
What vegetables have protein in them?
Pretty much everyone. It just depends on the volume. But you have to remember, we're a nation that is taking in too much protein. We don't need that much protein. 30
yeah.
grams is
30
typical.
Grams is typical.
For
typically
a woman.
Good, right? It's
yeah,
plenty, right?
Right. It's more than plenty. Again, there's another myth that has followed us through, I don't know, until probably the 90s, actually, that you have to have your beans and your rice together. You have to have complementary
right,
vegetables.
Right, the combination of proteins
We've
or whatever.
We've disproven that. You
disproven.
Don't.
You
just
don't.
Eat a whole food plant-based diet. You can have oatmeal for breakfast.
Yes.
That has it. You put in fruit. Put on some flaxseed and chia seeds omega-3s.
Yes.
You don't have to eat fish if
right.
you don't want. Have omega-3s through chia seeds, flax seeds. I eat that every morning on
yes.
my oatmeal with my boatload of fruit.
Right.
So this morning it was cranberries and apples inside the oatmeal with the flaxseed on top. Delicious.
Sounds great. Walnuts are a good source of those.
Walnuts are a great source
yep.
of three. Now, remember, if you have heart disease, I'm going to not want you to eat too many nuts and seeds initially.
Right. Until
okay?
you can hey, you know what? That reminds
you
me. There's I have a question about plaque. So heart disease and atherosclerosis, narrowing of the arteries, hardening
right.
of the arteries.
That happens to your brain,
happens
too.
Happens to your brain. That's plaque, right? It's called plaque.
Yeah.
I know this is going to sound really, really elementary, but I'm just curious. When you go to the dentist and you get plaque removed off your teeth, is that the same kind of plaque?
No. That's more minerals and bacteria plaque.
What is the plaque? Heart. What is that plaque that's inside? What is
it?
It's fat.
It's literally fat inside your blood vessels.
In your veins.
And unfortunately, what happens is when we eat animal products, they're pro-inflammation, right?
Yes.
That's why there's a difference between animal protein and plant protein. Plant protein, which you can get enough, everything we pretty much eat, I mean, broccoli, spinach, all of those, beans, oh my gosh, beans,
right.
Brown rice, whole right. grain, farro, split pea soup, packed with protein.
Yes.
So when you're eating animal protein, it increases your inflammation in your blood vessels. You're more likely to put plaque on.
Right.
Okay, so the inflammation is what causes arthritis. It causes heart disease. It is linked to dementia, Alzheimer's in your brain. All of these things are related to whether we're making the choice of putting protein in our body that's going to cause inflammation, or are we putting in protein in our bodies that's going to decrease the inflammation?
It's funny that you would bring that up, because I always say on this show, this is the moment I'm going to say it now, that every bite of food we take or sip of beverage we consume is either fighting disease or feeding disease.
Exactly.
And I'm curious to know, I've kind of read, and I'd be curious for your medical perspective on this, is inflammation at the core, is it the base of any disease or every disease?
We're thinking that it's most diseases.
Most diseases.
I mean, arthritis is inflammation, right?
Yes.
In the joints. We know that when you're on a whole food plant-based diet, you're reducing inflammation, you're going to have less symptoms of even rheumatoid arthritis.
Yes.
All of these things are related to inflammation.
An inflammatory response.
And I challenge people. I make this challenge. Do a food diary. Try eating whole food plant-based diet for 1 week. And tell me, are you sleeping better? Do you have more energy?
Right.
Do you feel better?
Right.
How much weight have you lost in a week on a whole food plant-based diet?
Right. I'm telling you, all those things are true for me. I'm sleeping better. I have far more energy.
Exactly.
I feel focused. My memory is better. I'm excited. I'm full of vitality and just verve, I think is the right thing to say.
Right.
You know, we've talked about belief, and I so appreciate that, and this idea that we can live our life by design or default. And
right.
I definitely choose design. For week two, or
okay.
if we start talking about
kind
6 weeks, what's week two about?
Week
How do you
two,
start?
You know, we've already looked at our beliefs.
Yep.
We looked at why we want to make this change.
Yes.
Now we're going to make the change without fear. Okay.
Because
we're
fear.
All a little bit afraid. What are my friends going to say? It's changing everything. It's changing all my habits.
Right.
It's
Am I going to be considered a freak?
Right. Is my
right.
husband going to get mad at me? Are my
right.
children going to get mad at you?
Am I going to drop dead of a protein deficiency?
Right. Right. Oh, yeah. But be
right.
the first person in America.
Ever. In the history of our country.
Maybe during the Depression.
Yeah.
But so I want you to think about it as you're not changing your habits. You're choosing your habits.
Oh,
and
that's gorgeous.
And the habits that you have
yes.
of eating meat,
yes.
you're shifting them.
Okay.
You don't. You're just shifting them. So instead of eggs and bacon, you might have avocado toast, or you might have a bean burrito for breakfast. I mean, there's no rule what you have to eat.
Right.
But we're just going to kind of shift it. And we're going to acknowledge the foods we have to avoid. I love journals. You know, you don't have to share it with anybody, but sometimes as humans, we forget when we're good.
Mm.
Okay? So it's like you go through life and you make a change. Like I smoked. When I was very young.
I know. I don't think I
Isn't
knew that
weird?
About you.
I know. I was a tough chick.
Oh, I was too.
Teenager.
I smoked too. Oh, yuck.
But you don't remember how bad you felt if you don't journal it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you don't remember that you kind of smelled bad because of the cigarettes.
Right.
Or you couldn't walk even though you were only 15, 16.
Right. Or that your mouth tasted like an ashtray.
You don't remember those things. When
right.
you journal how you feel
yes.
and then what you're eating, you're going to be able to notice it, and it's going to reinforce your new style of
nice.
Life.
Nice.
So a journal helps you to really understand and long-term understand, why don't I go back to meat and everything? I've lost that weight because
right.
I don't want to feel packed in my clothes again. I don't
right.
want to feel like I can't walk. And they've done studies with whole food plant-based where they've had people do diets, you know, name the diet, they've done it, right? And compared it to people on a whole food plant-based diet. And then they revisited them 3 years later. So this is like a 10-week program, everybody lost a little bit of weight because they're really determined and they're listening and they're doing what they're supposed to according to the diet.
Yeah.
You know, fill in the blank, whatever diet you want. We all know there's a million of
right.
them. And then they go back. Everybody lost weight.
Yep.
They go back 3 weeks. Guess what? The whole food plant-based people lost more weight still, whereas the other people on the different diet did not lose
so
any more weight.
So when you compare these diets head-to-head, diet by diet by diet, the folks on whole food plant-based.
This is a long-term result.
Yes.
3 years later, they lost even more weight, kept it all off.
Maintained the lifestyle.
Because it's a lifestyle.
And I think that really is the key. When we start talking about these, you know, 6 weeks to a new life, it is 6 weeks to a new life, a new lifestyle, a new yep. way of choosing. And I think, thank you for saying, I think what you said is choose your habits. You can choose your life by choosing your habits. And I really appreciate
you
hearing
can.
That. I love the idea that, you know, we all deserve a great life filled with healthy habits. And it is entirely within our own control to implement these habits, these manageable, I think, as you've said, we've talked about before, these progressive process of switching out your habits to fully embrace a whole food plant-based lifestyle. Sherry, I can't tell you how, and I mean this really and truly, it's almost like I've met the savior and it's whole food plant-based living.
It is whole food. It
yeah.
is, you know, I'm just bringing
it's
the
amazing.
Message. It is the whole food plant-based lifestyle.
It's
it will
so
change your
good.
Life.
And it is so good.
To get that message out and then to counteract the negative messages that people have been hearing their whole life is what the mission is.
Right.
I mean, it's truly you can control your health.
Yes.
Stop putting it in Western medicine because Western medicine is not interested in health. They're interested in stabilizing.
Right.
They
well, they're interested
cure.
In they're in disease management. I mean, I hate
disease
to be a conspiracy theorist, but there is a lot of money in disease management, not so much in disease cure. Okay, so we talked about belief is number one. We talked
habit.
About yep, we talked about
and
habit.
Some of the habits are guess what? Now everybody's going to send me hate mail. Luckily,
no hate
they
mail.
Don't know my address.
Nice.
Oil is a processed food.
Oh,
it's
gosh,
pure fat.
Right. Yep.
Just like cheese. I had a girlfriend that was like, yeah, I could do this, but I'm addicted to cheese. And I went back to her and said, do you realize that all cheese is fat that they've taken the water out of? So you're eating pure fat.
Wow. Gross.
Right? It's curdled milk that they drain out the liquid.
Right.
So you're just eating fat. Oil. How many olives does it take for oil? I think for one tablespoon, it's like 20 olives. Just
wow.
eat the olive. Get the nutritional value, everything else. A tablespoon of olive oil is 120 grams of fat. 20 olives is about 40.
No, I think it's 100 calories. It's 120 calories.
Calories. What
right.
did I say? Oh, fat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
grams
no, no.
of fat. It's like 14 grams of
okay.
fat, I think. I
right.
might be wrong on
no,
that.
No, no, no. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. I misspoke. But it's still just fat.
It's just
there's
fat.
Nothing else in there.
Right. There's yeah, there's no micronutrients, there's no phytonutrients, there's no antioxidants.
There's nothing.
Right.
And an olive, you get to chew, you get fiber, you get nutrients. Just eat the olive. Dice
you
up
know,
the olive and put it in your salad.
Yeah.
Put it on your taco, but
yes.
don't add the oil.
Yes. You've talked to me about that. And I know we're running out of time. But I want to talk about this for one quick second before we finish up our topics on these six. You talked with me recently something about how when you eat foods like cashews that are high fat or olives, maybe I've got this wrong, but when you have the high fat going down at the same time as the fiber.
Isn't that?
Yeah. Yes. What, there's like some little magic trick that happens.
It's
kind
a little bit of a magic trick in the sense that fiber actually attaches itself to the fat. And so your stool, it's passed in your stool.
Yes. Oh, right.
And so a small percentage of that fat that you're getting out of whole
just moves right
just
along.
Keeps going. Because remember, people aren't eating fiber.
Right.
I mean, everybody has bathroom issues, right?
Right.
I mean, everybody has a magazine in their bathroom.
Right. Constipation is right. Everybody, magazines, right. Ew, gross.
Yeah. But a whole food plant base has enough fiber that you're really not worried about your stool.
Nice.
And the fat is going in the stool, a small percentage of it. So the less your body's going to track, the less your body's going to put on itself.
I love it. I love this little sort of, it's like the magic slide. If you're eating your fiber
yeah.
with those higher fat foods like avocados or olives, that fiber is a like a transporter. It's like a little transport vehicle
Absolutely.
That takes some of that fat right out of your body, which I appreciate. So we talked a little bit about protein. So far, we've got three issues. Number one is your
right.
belief. Number two is your habits. Number three is your protein, which we've talked quite a bit about protein.
We've talked about protein, and then we've also talked about not believing the myth.
Yes.
And the marketing.
Yes.
Because you have to change your frame of mind. That's where it's at. And then I want you to build a community.
Okay.
Week three is getting friends to go out with that, or talking to your family. Get a community to back you up. Maybe it's Facebook. Maybe it's Twitter.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, get a community so that people are supporting what you believe. And for a little bit, stay away from the haters.
Oh, yeah. You got to stay away from the haters.
You know what? There are some people that get frustrated that you're not doing the same old, and that you're changing, whether it's your exercise or your food, or are you going back to college at 50? And they're all going, why would you do that?
Right.
You know, you got to distance yourself a little bit away from them.
Right. Because they'll pull you down. It's the crab pot theory, you know?
Yeah,
have you ever heard the crab pot theory?
I have.
For those folks that haven't heard it, the quick and dirty version is you drop a crab pot down into the water, and the crabs that get into it, if one or two or three or 12 crabs figures out how to climb out, all the other crabs that are in the bottom of the pot are grabbing and clawing at the guys trying to get out, pulling them out. So, you know what? I'm not going to let those Krabby Patties pull me down. No way.
Nope.
No way, no how. See ya.
No. And your journal.
And your journal.
Do your community. Do your journal. Let's talk about the myth.
Life by design.
Yeah.
Yes.
And understanding the little tricks. There's all kinds of information. I know you talk about this on the internet for recipes, how to cook without oil, water, vegetable broth.
Oh, yeah.
Learning the little tricks that you can do.
Yes.
And then this fourth step is exercise. You do need to exercise. You're not doing it so much for calorie. You're doing it for yourself.
Do you remember off the top of your head those five things you said? It's for your body, your brain, your heart, your health.
Your mood.
Your mood. I mean, there's so many reasons. And since you've come into my life, I've really incorporated exercise in a big way. I totally have incorporated whole food in a big way. I mean, I vegan ranted for years and I was a junk food plant-based eater for a long time, but I've gotten whole food really specific. And Gary is... he's awesome at
he's
exercising.
Dynamite.
He's dynamite. And he has been so my leader and so my inspiration. In fact, this morning on the way to the studio, I'm pulling out. There he is on his elliptical trainer. He's got his timer set for 90 minutes.
Wow.
Right. I can't even imagine doing 90 minutes of cardio. I can do 50 minutes easily and I sweat and I love it. But since you've begun to help me, I've begun being much more diligent about designing a life. We all go
out
to eat.
Yeah,
so
we do.
So how do we deal with not just exercise, but dining out? Dining out is big. So if we've talked about habit, we've talked about belief, we've talked about protein, we need to talk about exercise and dining out.
So we already know we can exercise. You can do anything. Listen to music dense in your living room. I mean, we live in rainy days. So just crank up the rock and roll and dance.
Yes.
You can shut the door. Nobody has to see you.
Dance like no one's watching.
Absolutely.
Right.
That's a great way to get your body moving, get it going. I love to hike. Rain doesn't really bother me unless it's pouring buckets.
Which
then
it does
I'm a little
here
sometimes. Yeah, then it's dance. Yoga. Do whatever makes your body move. Absolutely. Dining out. We talked about it last time we were together. It's side dishes. Asking for what you want.
Yes.
And be creative.
Yes.
You know, just be creative. Think about it. A Mexican food restaurant, ask for whole pinto beans, lettuce, and salsa, and make a wonderful salad.
Love
Stay
to hear that.
Stay away from the tortillas.
Stay away from the, yes. Well, you
Things
know,
like that.
Here's the thing, too. You know, being a restaurant owner, I can tell you every single restaurant wants to serve you what you want.
They do.
They never
they
think
really
of it
do.
As a hassle when you say, excuse me, could I please get, you know, like if you and I go out to eat, which... We've done a couple of times.
Well, we love to eat ourselves. We love to eat our own food. So
we do love to eat our own foods. But when I go out to eat with other people, it's almost always a guarantee that I'm going to get a baked potato and a salad.
Yeah.
You know, like I
love
sit
it.
Down and I'm like,
salsa.
I know. I'm like, I'll have the prime rib dinner without the prime rib. could we sub out a baked potato? You know, they always look at me like I'm crazy or something. So you can do it. There's a way to do it.
You can do it.
You can absolutely do it. Number five. So we've talked about these first four things, dining out, you know, your habits, your belief system, the protein. What is number five? Talk
number
about
five
that.
Basically is planning ahead. Menu planning, writing recipes. One of the best thing I can say about menu planning is save your menus so that you don't have to reconstruct it all the time.
Yes.
Bulk cook.
Yes.
Meaning cook a bunch of beans, freeze them so that next time you don't have to do it, especially if you're a family.
And you totally taught me how to do that. And I did it yesterday. I pulled my chickpeas that I had cooked out of the freezer because you taught me how to spread them out, dry them off, put them on a piece of parchment paper and freeze them. And then you put them in the freezer. And when you're ready, after you freeze them, you put them in a baggie. They're like individually quick frozen.
So you can get a cup out.
Yes.
You don't have to break them through.
That's fire to cavemen, man. I was like,
nice?
What? That's fire. I love that.
And then the sixth step is get ready for the rest of your life. This
nice.
Is the rest of your life. You've got
yes.
your community. You've got your menu planning. You've got your shopping list. Don't recreate them every week. Just
yes.
manipulate them. You know why you're doing it. You believe in it.
Yes.
And so you can make change in your life. It's time to make a change. And we all know it's time. It's on the news every day about the population and how sick we are and how we're dying and the medical costs are going to break our country. So it's
wow.
time to change our beliefs and realize that we have control. And this is the time. This is a great time to do it.
It's the best time to do it. You know, we opened this discussion with the concept, and you had shared with us that it is possible to reverse and cure chronic disease. Some of those chronic diseases are heart disease, diabetes, cancer, dementia, obesity, arthritis, overweight. It's gotten to the point, I mean, you think about it, there's the New England Journal of Medicine, there's the American Medical Association, the Journal of the American Medical Association, there's a new journal out called the International Journal of Disease Reversal and Prevention. Can you believe that? The International
That's
Journal
exciting.
Of Disease Reversal and Prevention is now out. And so what I would say to you, Sherry, is thank you so much. Thank you for making such a big difference in my life. I mean, really and truly, thank you for leading the way and showing me personally. All I ever wanted to do was learn how to take care of my own self. And then as I began to learn how to take care of my own self, I wanted to be a light for my family. And then I became part of Ocean Mist Power Hour because I thought, wow, I'm making a difference for my family. But then I saw that I might be able to make a difference
Absolutely.
For a bigger community of people. And then you showed up.
And
you
fate.
Made it, you exponentially drove things for me to a different level.
Thank you, Misty.
Thank you.
You're so amazing. You've got so much energy and it draws people in. So we can get a message out to people between your energy.
I love it. Well, if you're here on the Ocean Mist Power Hour, thank you for joining us. Whether you're here in Brookings Harbor, Oregon, the gateway of the Great Pacific Northwest, or if you're anywhere in the world, any time of day, on our podcast. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of this discussion. I love that if you've listened ever in the past, you too have seen this progression, this transition in me. I'm here telling you these stories every week, and I'm telling you, you've seen it. You've seen me go from distraught and despair and life kind of by default to a much more designed life. And I want to encourage you that with these six strategies, you can do the same thing. When you start by looking at your beliefs, you look at your habits, you look at the foods you can avoid, the things you can eat, your protein, your journaling, all of those things, you can make the difference in your own life. You don't have to accept the status quo. You can live your life by design or default. Confused people do nothing, and people with clarity can take action. I want to encourage you to take action, my friends. Thank you so much for being here on the Ocean Mist Power Hour. Thank you, Sherry, for joining us. And we'll see you again next time on KCIW.
The opinions expressed here are those of the individual participants. Curry Coast Community Radio takes no position on issues discussed in this program. The information provided is not intended to substitute for professional medical advice. Always seek the advice of your personal physician or other qualified healthcare professional before changing your healthcare treatment, diet, or lifestyle.